Hello everyone, this is your host Anthony London, Mindset Therapy Real Talk Podcast. Man, this is a beautiful afternoon, man. It's really hot out here where I'm at in Houston, Texas. It's Friday, you know what I mean? Everything is just copacetic, man. Got out today and got a couple of things done, which was today was really structured and fulfilling for me and my family, catching up with some of our details and our goals that we have during the week. Like I said, again, this is Anthony London. I'm your host of Mindset Therapy. My co-host, he's not in at this time. He's going through some family, a loss of a loved one. We want to keep them in our prayers, his wife and her family. We want to keep them lifted up in prayers. They lay her mother down to her final resting place. Again, it's such a tragedy when you dealing with losing loved ones, and what you know, I've been going through it for some time now. But we're going to keep them lifted up, but the show must go on. The show must goes on. Man, it's been beautiful, man. I've been blessed. Amidst all the chaos and the spiritual warfare that's going on around our heads and around our jobs and our everyday life, we have to find a place of peace so we can buckle down and be ready for war, because it is a war out there. You know, looking at the news and the world news and different things that's going on in our community, man, it'll keep you depressed. But again, it's upon us to change things. If we keep hold us accountable, I hold myself accountable, you hold yourself accountable, and I think things will start to change for the better. We can't hold and judge one or the other one, and we're not putting ourselves in check. So it starts with number one. You know, we have to do that personal inventory of ourselves, like my great host always say. Today's episode, man, we're gonna dig deep. It's been something I've been dealing with for the past couple of weeks, and I've been really studying it, man. I've been reading on it, and I've been trying to find a particular way I can metaphor it, put it in a metaphor so my people can understand. And today's episode on this beautiful wicked Friday is going to be running on empty. You know, running on empty. When one run on empty, and I'm going to use a different metaphor, like it could be spiritually, it could be physically, it could be on any level you feel like you energize yourself from. You know, sometimes we hit dry spots. That's just how the human nature is, regardless of if you're T.D. Jakes, you're Joe Osteen, or you're Les Brown, Tony Robinson, you hit dry spots. But the difference with those brothers is they have strategies they put in place, so when they hit those dry spots, you probably wouldn't even know. Me and you wouldn't even know they hit a dry spot, because the way they deal with it and the way they handle it, because their strategy they have put in place. Okay? Now, as far as for us just getting on board with finding out who we are and learning ourselves, we don't have those strategies put in place. We're just going from gut level, you know, trying to figure out who we are, trying to figure out what we want. Sometimes it's, you know, we can do it, you know, at a younger age, in a middle age. Sometimes a lot of brothers got to catch it in the older age. But, you know, like the old timer says, it's never too late. You know what I'm saying? It's never too late. But we that do have these strategies put in place, we have to try to start sharing these strategies to the brothers and the sisters, and even the kids nowadays, because age doesn't matter. They have kids' mental capacity is breaking down more than anything. And you got to think about it. Kids don't have no bills. They don't have no house note. They don't have no car note. They don't have to pay no water, gas, light. That's all they have to do is go to school, do their, get good grades, come home, and reap the benefits of being a good child. But what the problem is today, the kids, they don't want to be children no more. Society is teaching them that they can be that they think they can be much more than a child. So when they go to school, the school, the teachers and the counselors expecting a child to come to school, here a grown woman, a man coming into the school, so it's drawing a conflict. The child want to out-talk the teacher. The teacher want to out-talk the child. And it goes back and forth. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? It gets real, real crazy. Because us as parents are put in a situation to where either we have to take our child's side, or we have to know who we're raising. We have to understand that there is no place for disrespect in our home. You know, as far as for even dealing with the school system, because kids will make you go to school and make you look crazy. So we have to start teaching them the sooner the better now. We used to have to wait, but now we got to catch them as soon as they can understand, as soon as they can pick up a smartphone or turn on the TV, because it's going down. Our segment today is going to be just on that. Understanding who we are, understanding our dry spots, and fighting through running on empty. You know what I'm saying? Because we can run on empty and don't even understand that our tank is that a pass a half a tank. You know, when I'm in my whip, man, I make it a habit, man. When I see it get to half a tank, man, I'm trying to go fill it back up. Because if you ride it on empty, what it does, picks up trash, picks up all kind of debris, then you start having one problem after another, carburetor, fuel pump, bam. Just the flip that metaphor into using it as an individual in your life, everyday life. You know, you run on empty for so long and you don't have no strategy, man. You start to pick up trash, start to pick up different things, start to, you know, not understand who you are. You know, you've been living all these years. Now all of a sudden you want to find out who you is because you really didn't know yourself, which is cool. But you have to be careful about what you take in, because if you take the wrong things in, it would leave you mind-boggled thinking you something you really not. Okay? It's a thin line between understanding when you're running on empty and thinking you can maintain it all by yourself, because it's impossible. And I'm telling you from personal experience. All those brothers I mentioned, T.D. Jakes, Les Browns, Joel Osteen, all these guys and many more powerful men, you know, have a strategy, and it's called God. It's called the Savior, Jesus Christ. And they're implemented the Holy Spirit in their life to the point to where when they feel like their physical and their spiritual, their physical and their worldly body and mental is taking a beating, God takes over. So they never get to that dry spot that if they used to, but they got the strategy now. You see what I'm saying? So they never get to that dry spot because they lean not on their own understanding. But when we lean and try to figure out everything on our own, running on empty get bigger and bigger. You know, it grows wider and wider and wider because we're trying to figure out everything biblically, everything physically, everything spiritually, everything worldly. We're trying to figure out all this stuff on our own. Why this is happening at work? Why this is happening at the kids' school? Why our wives, you know, is not understanding this? Why, you know, all kind of things. Why I'm not connected to God? Why God not answering my prayers? Who Jesus is? Is Jesus? Do Jesus really exist? Man, all this started happening, you know, all of a sudden, cause we're running on empty without that extra switch, that reserve tank. You see, that's my strategy. I have a reserve tank, but I had to learn that. I didn't know that. I have a reserve tank. It's called the Holy Spirit, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. Bop, I hit it. I use it all the time. Sometimes I don't even cut it off because I need it running at all times, man. I can't lean on my own understanding because I'm gonna get sidetracked. I'm gonna go off because I understand who I am. I know me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying for each his own, you know, for each brother and sister is totally different. You know what I mean? Everybody got their own thing that make them tick. Me, I know me, I gotta keep that switch on at all times. Cause I'm gonna go ham. I'm going ham, so I gotta keep that switch on, you know, and that's sometimes the switch is called common sense too. Something that is a shortage on common sense out here. But that's all right. Because they got OGs and great sisters like y'all, men like us that's out here, that been there, that done that, that understand that, and know exactly what we need. But we know what we need, so we just got to share what we do so the next person can figure it out and see what they need. Because we can tell them what they need all they want. They not, we can't change, man. We only can pray for them and lead by example. And that's real. So you got to understand, man, when you running on empty, man, you under attack. You subject to anything happening. You know what I'm saying? Then what if you running on empty and someone in your family or someone close to you died? You not prepared for that. Oh, you going off wax. You going crazy. You know something major happened. You lose your job or your kid gets suspended. And find your kid doing this, doing, man, you going, man, you running on empty already. You running on empty already. So what I'm saying is, man, to keep that reserve tank full at all times. At all times. I'm not saying walk around here, hit brothers in the head with the Bible or, you know, chase people down and be holy and thou. Nah, I'm not saying that because I'm not. I'm far from that. I just understand what works for me and not what I believe in, man. My Lord and Savior sacrificed everything for me. Because look, man, when I got hit up and I was on the ground dying three times, at that time, I hadn't done nothing in my life what was good enough for God to say, all right, man, I'm going to go ahead and give him a pass and save him. I hadn't done nothing in my life that good. I mean, I wasn't no bad person. But, you know, ask some people, I was terrible. But ask some people, oh, man, dude, cool. But you know, that's for each in his own. But at the same time, man, I know in my heart, in my mind, man, I hadn't done nothing for God to show me such favor. But see, I growed and understood. It wasn't even about me. It wasn't about me. It was about the promise he kept hundreds of thousands of years ago to the man that died on Calvary. Before he died, man, you remember, you read the word, man, the people were going so hard on him. He was like, man, look, God wants the angels was on standby and ready to go slaughter everybody. He was like, they know not what they do. Let them fools slide, man. I'm up here dying for them and they cutting up on me like this, man. Look, he still could have made the hit go through and slaughtered everybody. The Father was ready to get at it. But he was like, man, look, it's going to pay off in the long run. And then, it really, if you look at it, man, we still not doing nothing that's worthy, you know, of that. So that's why he knew he had to sacrifice himself. So it wasn't about us. That's just like us with our kids. You know, me, I understand right now in this point of time, man, I'm not even in that equation. Everything I do, man, I'm doing, I'm trying to do it for my kids so they can understand, have some stability, have a father that lead by example and to show them the right way to go. Period. It ain't about me to give them the nicer things that I never had. That's all it's about. I don't, man, it ain't about me. So I understand Jesus' concept. I understand that, man. When I was on the ground dying, man, it wasn't about me. It was about Jesus. It was about what he done, what he sacrificed. He gave the call, man. He had died for that already. Some things we never can explain, but that's not our job to try to figure out all this biblical trigonometry. You feel me? It's not our job to try to figure out this biblical math. Who is going to make you smarter? Is going to make you know more than everybody because this and that? But man, come on, that ain't going to get you in no heaven. That's not going to get you to the promised land. Them fools walk around. It was a week, two week, 3 week trip, couple of days trip. These fools took 40 years to get that because they were just like us. Ignorant. Don't want to listen. Flip flop. It's not rocket science, man. But people trying to make it rocket science. They're trying to take Jesus from God. God from Jesus. Man, look. You know, for each his own. I can't judge a man. I get emotional, yeah, sometimes, you know, especially when it's dealing with someone I really love and care about. You know, that's getting, I don't want to call it brainwashed, but that's getting fed the wrong food. I'm not saying my food no better than any. It's not even my food. I'm getting this from the source. You know, from the source. And every time I go get it, I pray before I get it. Ask God, man, give me the knowledge, man, through your son to cipher this. You know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking no religion. You know, at the end of everything, you still talking about God. You might change the people up here and there, but man, you can't mess with Jesus, man. Leave him alone, man. Jesus is the gangsters of all gangsters. He made the walk, man. You can't put nobody in his place. You can't ever put yourself next to Jesus and say, no, my man. You're tripping. And as law, you know, but, you know, people can believe what they want, and I'm just telling you, you know, I'm not going to argue in biblical box with Einstein, dude that read the Bible, the Quran, the Holy Book, the Trinity Book, and all those that read. I'm not no arguer. I just know facts. I know why I'm sitting here. I got the scars and the wounds to show you. You feel me? I got the horror stories to tell you. I done lost comrades, brothers. You feel me? Soldiers. Fighting the same war. So, man, why not try to give someone a man? Look, man, everybody you know that speak the name Jesus is happy. You, when you talk to all these other people, the ancestor people, the people that don't do this and don't do that, they angry. They mad. They won't fuss. They won't kill you. They won't blow you up. They're angry, but you talk to, you know, someone that believe in the simple laws, statutes, and the simple laws, statutes, and commandments that say, love your brother. Don't come to me unless you're coming through the sun. Be kind. Speak blessings. Hey, they full of joy. Don't matter if they got 2 cents in their pocket. They happy. Their expectations is high. You know what I'm talking about? It's amazing. It's a high. Mother cats, oh man, they got the knife on their hip. They fatigued up. They got the rags around their head, man. Or they got the stick with the hole at the top ready to bash in your head. Man, come on, man. Non-violence, Jesse, non-violence. Non-violence, Jesse. No, man. That ain't, you know, hey. But we can't get caught running on empty, my people. You know what I'm talking about? We can't get caught running on empty, man. You know, life is too precious, man. The devil is winning out, man. He is conquering people, mindset, changing someone's mindset that believed in this almost 50 years. And putting something else in their mindset and they're willing to die behind something they just learned 3 minutes ago. I'm just saying, man, you know, God ain't put us here to kill each other, man. You know, I can't change you. If you willing to change, I can share with you and show you a couple of strategies or two. You feel me? Ain't nothing magnificent. Don't make it trigonometry. Mindset therapy, man. is the practice and the study and the exercise of the mind. All dealing with God, laws, statutes, and commandments. That's it, B. I'm not stressing no other points that you got to do this or you got to do that, or you can't eat this or you can't eat that. Man, all I'm saying is praise you, Jesus Christ, and man, all your answers will come. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, man. You can't beat that, B. You can't beat it, man. And I'm glad for everybody. In my house? Oh, we serve the Lord. We serve the Lord. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? You still come to my house, but when you walk across that seal, you're going to feel Jesus. Straight up. You might don't see the so-called pictures of him, because we don't do the picture thing, but man, look, who? Jesus is in ya. Regardless of how you want to say he look. You feel me, man? But I'm just trying to keep human in it, because it's serious, and people losing their salvation behind biblical nonsense. I'm not the smartest dude in the world, but I'm not dumb at all. And I'm not no Roebuck. You can't make me think something and it's not. Because I'm not coming by myself. I'm bringing the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we strap. You hear me? So I ain't coming by myself. I'm coming with the man to man, you feel me? With the dude, my dude, man. Jay. And he a gangster. He coming too. So, you know, man, bro, it's all peace and love, man. You know, just, you know, feed your spirit every day. You know, read some positive things, man. Speak blessings upon your house and your kids, man. You know, find a reserve tank. I don't know how you gonna do it, but just find it, man. You know, go duplicate somebody, man. Go follow someone that's positive, man. Until you branch off and start working on your own thing. That's all you have to do. You know, find someone you think makes sense that's doing some things that make you feel good when you see them talk or you see, and follow them. Simple and plain. And ain't nothing wrong with that. This whole world is duplicating, man. Duplication ruling nation, just like conversation. You can't beat it, man. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, man, God be the glory, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no shame in my game, man. I love Jesus. You feel me? And everything he done for me and my family and my loved ones and my ancestors, you feel me? But I can't, you know, my ancestors, You know, I can't do nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? But I can rep and represent right now. The whole mindset there, but on. You feel me? Real Talk Podcast. This is Anthony in London. And Real Talk, dude. That's all. Hey. And blessings. You know what I'm saying? And blessings. That's it, bro. Blessings on top of blessings on top of blessings on top of blessings. Even when I'm stressing. You feel me? I'm blessed. You know? So, you know, keep God first, man. Keep God first. Keep Jesus in your heart, man. Keep your eyes focused, man. You know? Nevertheless, man, stay prayed up, man, 24/7, man, all day. And try not to fall on empty, man. You know, try not to ride on empty, man. You know what happens when you ride. Your carburetor jam up, your gas tank get trash in it, you feel me? You start to sputter. So, you know, man, God is good, man. You know, you want any kind of literature on running on empty, man, hit me up, mindsettherapy504@gmail.com. You can hit me at 1-800-260-8791. Mindset Therapy, man. 1-800-260-8791. Man, hit me up, man. Extension 801. All day, man. I love y'all, man. I hope y'all love me back. But if you don't, I know God love me, so I'm straight, B. Yeah. That's what's up, man. Until next time, man, we're going to ride again, man. Keep my homie, Ronnie Tools, knowing y'all prayers, him and his beautiful wife, man, while they go through this, the homecoming of his mother-in-law, man. Y'all keep everybody prayed up, and I'll do the same, man. God bless. We out.